The goal of the call is clearly stated, and that is to inform the community leaders of suggested improvements to the Buenos Aires meeting schedule, to maximize community participation and collaboration, and most importantly, is to get your feedback on the things that we're considering. On the agenda, we'll have Sally, Chris, and then myself to take you through some of the concepts we're considering, and let you know how that lays out, and get your candid feedback on what we're thinking. So perhaps I'll turn it over to Chris now, please, to give us some perspective from the board and his own personal observations.
Thank you. Thanks, Nick. So, look, those of you who've been around for a while will know that this meeting conundrum is driving everybody insane and has been driving everybody insane for quite some considerable time. And every time someone makes a suggestion about changing things, it's never going to satisfy everybody. So there are two kind of strands going on right now. One is an overarching strategic strand about the whole meeting concept and how can we deal with that. And the other one is a much more sort of detailed logistical strand that's looking at, let's just look at what happens at the next meeting. And fundamentally, that, I think, is what this call is about, although it bleeds into sort of the greater picture. Bluntly, part of the issue is that the SO and AC staff are extraordinarily good at their job. So Bart gets sent into battle on behalf of the CCNSO. Then when I was chair of the CCNSO, I would send him into battle, and now Byron sends him into battle to ensure the following things happen at an ICANN meeting for the CCNSO. And then, you know, Glenn and others do the same for the GNSO, and Heidi and others do the same for the ALAC, and so on. And you end up with all of these massively competing requirements, which culminate in the joyous example of Durban, where because we had enough rooms, we had God knows how many conflicting meetings at the same time, and it ends up with no one being satisfied. So we've sort of come to a conclusion that on a low-level logistical basis we need to make some changes and get some stuff sorted out, whilst at the same time recognising that there's a huge amount of work going on at the high-level strategy level. And I should tell you that next week in... yes, thank you, Bart. It's Gabby and Christina that do the battle with me. Correct. Thank you for pointing that out on the chat room. I should tell you that next week the board in LA at its workshop is going to spend the largest chunk of its 3 days discussing meetings, and we're not intending to. Yes, the other Christina is intending to. No, we're not intending to make, you know, decisions or drastic changes, but we are intending to talk seriously about the strategy. But this is about what happens in Buenos Aires, and Nick and the team have been doing some seriously important sort of background work on trying to figure out how to deal with it so that we can all of us not have everything we want, but can at least have a successful meeting without too many clashes and too many issues. There are some things that flow from that which I'll get back to in context. But Nick, did I cover everything that you thought I should, or is there something that I haven't covered that you want me to?
No, Chris, I think that's it. The key message here being the high number of conflicts and how we work with the SOs and ACs and staff to minimize them. Thanks, Chris. Yeah. So, Chris, thanks for the intro. I'm sure Sally will join soon. But what I thought I would do now is take
I'm here. Nick, I've been on for... Sorry. apologies for being late. I didn't have a signal. But I just heard most of what Chris said, so I'm on.
So, Sally, why don't you give your perspective on the Durbin schedule, and your goal to modify the BA schedule to make it. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, it's thanks a lot, Chris, because I think that's very very good context and a good summary of the challenge. So, thank you all for joining us today to help us. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sally.
So our short-term objective, as in, well, which I mean for the Buenos Aires meeting, is to try to reduce the amount of conflicting sessions on the agenda. And the reason to come to you to ask your input is really two things. One is to get a better understand your priorities for the Buenos Aires meeting so that we have a good understanding of how to serve you best. But also, I think Chris made an excellent point in his introduction about the pressure coming into the meeting planning team from the secretariat. And it seems to us that one way to reduce that was to have a more open discussion earlier in the process with you, if you will, the kind of client, if you'll pardon the use of the expression, of those meetings, to make sure that we didn't create artificial pressure because we hadn't actually kind of joined up the discussion and that we ended up solving a problem that possibly we could have avoided by having a more streamlined approach to start with. So that's really what I would like to try and get out of this call now for the next couple of weeks, is a more streamlined approach going into the agenda so that we have fewer conflicting sessions on the agenda itself. And the second thing I would say is I think it's doing that offers us the opportunity to experiment with one or two ideas that we may then feed into the broader sort of evolution of the meetings, as Chris was saying. So that's my goal.
Okay. Thank you, Sally. As we look to the ever-increasing number of sessions taking place at ICANN meetings, anecdotally, my first meeting was Cairo in October of 2008. I believe we had 97 sessions. In Durban, we had the largest number of meeting sessions ever at 238. And as we considered feedback from the community and the board in Durban and through the post-meeting survey, the meetings team felt it was necessary to re-examine how the schedule was developed, with an eye towards creating a more reasonable schedule that reduces the number of session conflicts, satisfies the community's desires for more interaction with the ACs and SOs, and increases opportunities for discussion on new GTLVs. So I'm going to take you through some ideas that we've been discussing and ask for your candid feedback. Please stop me anywhere along through this presentation so that I can really capture your thoughts. So the question is how we're going to do this. And we're going to maintain those meeting elements that are critical to the success of the meeting, and everyone on the call knows what they are, but then modify the schedule to meet the objectives of everyone involved, the community, the board, the ACs, SOs, et cetera. I'm going to take you through a day-by-day look at the schedule and some of the things that we're considering, and I'll highlight the changes that will have an impact. So beginning with Sunday, we have a newcomer session, and it's necessary, it's well-attended, and we'll continue to run them. On Monday,
sorry, Nick, it's Michele, just interrupting you since I did put up my hand on the Adobe Connect. Just one thing you've mentioned already, and I just wanted a clarification as to what you considered it was. There was talk of conflicts, and I would appreciate understanding what you guys consider a conflict to be, because I can't really, without understanding what you guys consider a conflict to be, then I can't really say anything further.
The conflicts that we hear of are more from the community than they are from the meetings team. The community has weighed in that they would like to be in multiple sessions, and yet that they find that there isn't that because the schedule is so full of sessions that they cannot attend all the ones they want to because there are conflicts. So the concept of conflict is not specific to any one type of session, but it's across the board what we're hearing from the community members. Does that answer your question?
So, Nick, it's Chris. Can I just there's a discussion going on the chat list about conflicts, and let's just
yes,
because we can't go forwards unless we do. So let's be really clear. There are often going to be sessions, one session that conflicts with another. It's just the nature of the world, and that happens. The following issues arise. The first thing that happens that causes a problem is where a lobbying team for a meeting, let's call them a lobbying team for a meeting, says, my meeting must be in the main room, and or they say, and nothing must conflict with my meeting. And that's a real issue, because, frankly, that's almost impossible. Let me give you an example. I'll just pluck something out of thin air. Someone comes to you and says, we need to have a discussion on variance. And that is an incredibly important topic, and it should be in the main room, and nothing should conflict with it. Now, the reality is that it may very well be an incredibly important topic for some people, but it's not an important topic for a whole heap of other people. And there could very sensibly be other things happening at the same time, as long as those things are not involving the same crowd of people who want to talk about variance. To take another example, we have what appears to have become a standing session at ICANN meetings on Monday afternoons about the Internet Governance Forum or Internet Governance generally. And personally, for me, that's incredibly important because it's what I'm involved with. But I recognize and understand that there are a number of organizations or supporting organizations or advisory committees within ICANN for whom that doesn't actually matter all that much. They might go to it if they could, but on the other hand, if something's conflicting with it that they want to go to, they're fine with that. What we're missing from the structuring of our Mondays and Wednesday afternoons and Thursday mornings is any sort of nuance or understanding. And what we've got in spades is lobbying. My meeting is the most important. I've heard people say, in fact, it's been said to me, I have to have my meeting in the main room because otherwise no one will come. Or I can't start my meeting on time in the main room because no one is here yet. So therefore I'm going to run 15 minutes late and wait for everybody to arrive, and everything else is going to have to run 15 minutes late because I'm running 15 minutes late. All of this stuff is just basically logistics which needs to be dealt with sensibly. And I have one more thing to say before I move on, which I was about to type into the room, but because I have the microphone, Evan has made a note that everything went to hell in a handbasket when Fridays were abolished, and I have to take issue with that. It simply isn't true. The only organized matters that happened on a Friday were the SO and AC 10-minute reporting sessions, which can quite easily be dealt with either in front of the world or another way, and a few other minor bits and pieces. Which, frankly, having been to every single one of them for the last 10 years, almost no one attended. So whilst I'm not averse to having meetings of ICANN on a Friday morning, it's incorrect to say that the collision issue has occurred because of Fridays. I think, Nick, you'll accept from me that the collision issue has been occurring for far longer than the removal of Fridays is concerned, is relevant to. I'll stop there. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Chris, for that clarification. And yes, I do agree. The only things that took place on Fridays, Evan has actually weighed in that ALAC had Friday meeting. But for the most part, they were just the SOAC reports, which were poorly attended and followed by the public forum board meeting. I'll continue on, and we'll continue the discussion. So let's stop me again anywhere along the way. I talked about the newcomer session on Sunday remaining. On Monday, we'll continue with the opening ceremony.
Nick, are we supposed to have something up on the screen? Because so far all I've got is the agenda.
No, we're just going to stay with the agenda, Chris.
Okay, super.
Also on Monday, there's a continuing need for what we're now calling high-interest topics, those topics that take place in the main meeting room, and we'll continue with them on Monday as usual. But we're also reserving some time on Thursday afternoon following the public forum for some of those topics. Staff has already been hard at work identifying them, and they are under consideration by the Buenos Aires Steering Committee that that we've put together to tackle the Buenos Aires meeting. Also on Monday, and this is a change, a need for a full day, partial day of new GTLD sessions has been identified, and we've created a new GTLD track on Monday running in parallel with the high-interest topics. And it'll provide ample opportunity for discussion on new GTLDs. Tuesday, always known as Constituency Day, will take place as usual, as well as the ACSO meetings with the board that typically take place that day. On Wednesday, we're going to create more opportunities for sessions on outreach and training. And here's a, this one is a significant change or a significant addition to the schedule. As it's been said, the community has said that there's more need for interaction between and among the SOs and ACs. And we have taken two approaches to this, and I'd really like your feedback on this. The note that David and Sally said mentioned a two-hour session on Monday with content to be developed by the AC and SO leaders. Another proposal is for a full day of sessions on Wednesday in which each of the ACs and SOs will have the opportunity to develop a session and engage the community in interactive discussion. David has already cautioned us that we may be too far along in your planning for Buenos Aires to implement a full day Wednesday schedule, but I'd really like to hear your feedback on that now. Is that a feasible thing to do in light of what you've already developed for Buenos Aires? Or shall we forego any idea that we could do that on Wednesday with all SOs and ACs involved and consider a Monday afternoon two-hour session, or is neither of those palatable to you?
Nick, it's Byron. From the CC perspective, Wednesday is fully booked for us, the general CCNSO meeting. So for us, we would pretty much conflict out of that right away.
Okay. Thank you, Byron. It's also been mentioned that if we do it on Wednesday that we may not have GAC in attendance as well. So we now have two of the ACs and SOs who would probably opt out of a full-day Wednesday session.
Nick, it's McKaylee. The GNSO Council also meets on Wednesdays. And I think Marika or somebody else might be able to confirm, but I think usually it's about a half day of meetings. And just to reiterate what I put on the chat in case you weren't looking at it, I personally think that trying to make substantial changes for Buenos Aires is probably a bad idea at this juncture. It's a bit too late.
I think that's probably true.
So let's forego any further discussion on Wednesday and think about a Tuesday session. Is that something that you would find interesting? And
You mean a Monday session, Nick?
Excuse me, a Monday session. My apologies. Thank you.
Yeah, please don't freak me out more, Nick.
Can I set up a Monday session? What a Monday session might be like, so that we can consider it in context.
Yes, please.
Okay. Thanks. So, Evan, Michaeli, Byron, Christina, I can't remember how many of you were around, but a few years ago, we had, for a few meetings, I think about three or four meetings, we had a standing session on a Monday afternoon that was a joint session for all of the SOs and ACs together. So the GAC, GNSO, CCNSO, ALAC, ASO, etc. And what we did was we got the leaders of those SOs and ACs got together on a call a few weeks before the ICANN meeting and agreed on a topic or a couple of topics that were of interest generally across the groups. And then we ran a sort of two-hour or two-and-a-half-hour session on the Monday afternoon where everyone was involved, and it wasn't siloed, it wasn't specific. It was specific topics, but they were topics that we'd all agreed to talk about. So just to take an example, in respect to new GTLDs, whilst you might argue that some new GTLD topics are of little interest to the CCNSO per se, there are some GTLD things that are. Maybe variance is one, maybe collisions is another. An update about delegations and compliance is probably not one. But pretty much working together, we could come up with at least one and usually two and sometimes three topics that as a coalesced community we could discuss together. And there's a sort of idea of possibly reinstating that as a Monday afternoon session for all of the groups to get together and to try and break down the silos. Now, let me say before we go any further that comments that it's too late to do that for Buenos Aires are probably perfectly fine, but I'm more interested in talking about the overarching issue as to whether it's feasible or not to go back to that. It broke down for all sorts of reasons, but very few of them had to do with the SOs and ACs themselves. Back to you, Nick.
Very good. So I would like to have your feedback on the possibility of doing that on Monday afternoon, either now or subsequent to this call, to see if it's something that we should consider continuing to keep on the agenda or put on the agenda, or if it's something we should not even consider for Buenos Aires. I guess there are no comments at this point in time.
Well, Nick, it's Byron.
Yes, Byron.
Just to go back a moment to what Chris was saying, I think Monday afternoon would make some sense and send the structure. Certainly, from a CC perspective, generally that's wide open for our fully scheduled working meetings.
Byron, I'm sorry, can I stop you a second? There's such a bad echo on my line that I really don't understand.
No, it's not just you, Nick, it's Byron's line too.
Okay.
Yeah, I am speaking into a headset, so it's not...
That's better. You're fine now, Byron.
Not echoing myself, okay.
No, you're fine now.
Okay, sorry. I was just saying that certainly from the CC perspective, Monday afternoon is a good time because there's just working group meetings which are more flexible. And just speaking to the proposed structure that Chris mentioned, that I think certainly has some merit and warrants further investigation. As far as for Buenos Aires, that's probably a little tight, but from a CC perspective, again, I think there's flexibility, but I think it would be better looked at for meetings.
Well, thank you for the input, Byron. I appreciate it. And one of the final changes we're considering for Buenos Aires, which I don't think will have a major impact, but perhaps I'm wrong and you can advise me. I'm considering moving the public forum to the morning to increase attendance. At this point in time, we see fewer than 400 people come to the public forum, and our thinking is that if we move it to earlier in the day, we might increase attendance there substantially. Do you have any conflicts by us doing a public forum on Thursday morning as opposed to the afternoon as it's currently done? Okay.
This is Michele. I'm checking the. I'm just going to check the schedule from the last meeting. I think you might get more turnout if you do move some things to the morning. But if you move the public forum, what else are you moving? Are you just moving the forum and nothing else, or are you looking at moving something to go with
us? So there are very few sessions that take place on Thursday morning, and we will certainly have the opportunity for additional sessions Thursday afternoon following the public forum.
Well, Meg, the GNSO wrap-up session, for example, that's traditionally held on the Thursday morning.
Okay.
So that's one. Now, I mean, I don't know what the actual attendance at that is. I mean, I'm chair of the Registrar Stakeholder Group. I think I have to show my face for 5 minutes and say that my members didn't murder each other over the course of the Tuesday. And I don't think that's about all I have to really do there. But
yeah,
obviously.
So the key with moving the public forum to the morning is not that nothing happens in the afternoon. It's just that the public forum happens in the morning.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, because it has a knock-on effect, Chris. Because if you look at somebody, let's say, that the reason why the public forum might not be that well attended at some meetings is that a lot of people would actually fly out on the Thursday afternoon.
So that's the point, isn't it, Michele? If it's not that well attended, then why have it?
No, hold on, let me finish. If you move the public forum to the morning, then that means that the sessions that would have been on in the morning end up in the afternoon, which is fine.
Correct.
But you're now basically forcing people to stay on an extra night.
Well, I go back to my point. What's the point? If the public forum itself is not a public forum because there aren't enough people there to make it a public forum, then what's the point in having? Don't get me wrong, I actually am a massive fan of the public forum. I'm simply saying we're now talking about, and this is where it starts to get incredibly complicated. So ALAC, and Evan has been typing quite legitimately in the chat room about what ALAC's requirements and problems are. ALAC needs to meet on a Friday because they don't have enough time during the week, on the one hand. On the other hand, we've now got you saying, quite legitimately, I've got a heap of people who normally fly out at lunchtime on a Thursday or leave at lunchtime on a Thursday and go home because they're not worried about the public forum. Trying to match all of those things together is almost impossible because you've got some people who want to leave early. You've got the GAC who basically say, come Wednesday afternoon when they draft the communique, although to be fair to them, for the last two meetings, it's been the middle of the night, but leaving that aside, leaves. So how do we manage this so that it's actually workable for everybody? Because you're saying, Michele, quite legitimately and justifiably, what you guys currently do on a Thursday morning enables a number of you to leave on a Thursday afternoon because you don't care about the public forum. And if we move the public forum to the Thursday morning, it means you're going to have to stay all through Thursday, which is perfectly legitimate. On the other hand, we've got people saying they don't have enough time. Not that they want to leave before
Chris, sorry, Chris, just to interrupt you there. No, I mean, the thing I just was trying to point out is that if if you move one thing, it has a knock-on effect. I'm not saying... That was what that was my point. It wasn't a case of, you know, it was just really a case of, you know, saying to me, oh, we're just moving this, and it has zero impact, isn't really true. I'm looking at it. Sorry. I was speaking based on what I saw with people, not specifically the registrars. I mean, I'm speaking when I'm talking about anything to do with meetings. I'm looking in terms of what I see in general, not that I've had a whole load of registrars whinging and whining to me about things specifically or anything like that. Now, I mean, Evan's point about the ALAC schedule. I mean, I know trying to arrange a meeting with any of the ALAC leadership from a registrar perspective is something that I think is of value because, ALAC registrars, we do interact and not always in the most pleasant fashion. So having those meetings I find to be useful, but their schedule is absolutely insane. Now, I found myself at the last meeting on more than one occasion where, in theory, I should have been in two, if not three, meetings at the same time. Which is kind of a bit difficult, really, because I'm a big guy and everything else, but, you know, I'm not that bloody big, and I haven't quite worked out how to do that yet. I think one of the things that I would suggest that I can really look at is to look at trying to organize the meeting more around the tracks concept. It's not, you know, conferences of all shapes and sizes organize themselves around tracks. I mean, if you take it that Tuesday is sacred, just leave Tuesday alone because it is what it is, and just organize the rest of the week around tracks, then it should help with this entire thing because the conflicts that a lot of people are identifying are that they'd like to be in two places. The ones that are more problematic are where you end up where you're the only person who needs to be in the two things. So, for example, as a board member, you're being pulled left, right, and centre.
The board is not relevant to this discussion. This is about the community.
Well, it's not entirely... No, so I'd actually disagree with you, Chris, because the thing is this, is that if the board is not aware of some of the things that are going on and where people are coming from, then when the board makes a statement, we're all going to be a bit confused because you won't have a clue where it all came from.
No, you're missing my point. I agree with you 100%. I'm simply saying you can't structure these meetings to suit the board.
Well, you can't structure the meetings to suit me either, but, you know, what I'm just saying is that I think maybe looking at it in terms of the tracks might be something to consider rather than...
Well, I think that's really interesting, a really interesting point. How would you feel if your specific getting together registrar time, or at the next level, your specific getting together GNSO time... Or with the ALAC, your specific getting together ALAC time was in fact cut because instead of that you were going to meetings on specific issues.
But who gets to pick those issues?
Thank you very much. Great question.
Well, no, the reason I'm saying that is when ALAC and the registrars get together, we get to pick the issues collaboratively between us and them.
That's exactly right, Evan. You are correct. And when the ALAC meets on its own, you presumably have a mechanism for picking the issues, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's essentially the way it's crafted is that there's an agenda that's known well in advance, but that agenda has a significant space for what's called hot topics, which are things that arise through the rest of the week.
Exactly. And that's not going to happen when it comes to issues, is it? Because don't get me wrong, I'm actually in favour of issues management of workshops, but my point is, of meetings, but my point is that what I can see happening is we end up saying we're going to have 3 days dealing with issues and then another 3 or 4 days for everyone to meet to discuss those.
I've always seen big issues are sort of immediately tackled after the opening ceremonies when everyone's still in the room. Usually the big hot topic of the week almost always has some big session going on in the main room right after the opening ceremonies. Is that not going to continue?
Yes. That's the intention, Nick, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, yeah, granted what I've been saying in the chat has been very ALEC-centric, but I mean, everyone must be noticing by now that you have meetings that are coming more and more earlier in the week, that you now have, you know, ALEC has always been meeting on the Sunday. But
so
now you have
a whole heap of other people, Evan.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And sort of this is why I'm so up in arms about what happened on Friday, because although you say, yes, nobody attends the board meetings or the presentations of the public forum on Friday, but look how much has been offloaded to earlier in the week, things starting even before the opening ceremonies. You're having
more and more. Give me an example of something that's been...
Thursday.
What's been offloaded? Give me one example of something that's been offloaded.
The NCUC, when they have some of their policy meetings. I've been to, in the Toronto one, I think it was on the Friday. No, this is real.
I get there is a push from some people for there to be a Friday, but actually it's a discrete issue. It doesn't go to the concept of how we run these meetings. And what Nick is saying is, there's a couple of things. It's perfectly clear that Tuesdays and Wednesdays need to exist within the context of the way they currently exist unless we completely change the structure of the meeting. The question is, can we do anything on Monday to create some silo breakdown between the SOs and the ACs? And if we can't, well, then we can't, and we'll end up having to restructure everything completely, which is fine. But we're trying to be creative here and come up with some new ways of dealing with things. And frankly, and with all due respect, you know, saying we should reinstate Fridays doesn't really help, because the reality is those on the ALAC who want to meet on Fridays are meeting. McKaylee quite rightly has said, if you move things out of Thursday afternoon and stop the stuff that's happening on Thursday morning, then people who leave on Thursday won't be able to leave. So can we not see there is a significant push between those two things? We have serious non-alignment here, and someone has to actually pick this up and make it work. Because right now it doesn't work for any of us. It's a failure for all, and that's a real problem.
Well, I would agree with you absolutely, Chris, in reworking Mondays. Actually, as far as I'm concerned, Monday would, in fact, be the best silo-breaking day. Because by Tuesday, people are getting entrenched in the silos. So Monday, I think, actually is a really good idea. But I actually also want to toss out the idea that the public forum as it is, although the formats are getting rejigged and the speaking orders and the way things are done are being rejigged, I can tell you from the point of view of at large, the public forum concept itself needs an overhaul, because it is generally seen as a way for squeaky wheels who get to come to the meetings get to get the ear of the CEO and the board over and above well thought out statements that have taken months to do with very large communities behind them. All of a sudden somebody gets up to the microphone and seems to have an equal voice.
So what should the public forum be, Evan?
How it comes
what should
across.
It be? What should it be?
I don't know. I know what it shouldn't be. I don't know what it should be. That'll take some thought. The question has never been asked of how to totally re-envision the public forum. Because
I understand. I can tell you from the board's perspective, the public forum is precisely that which you just said it shouldn't be. It is for anyone on any topic, but managed to some extent, to come to the microphone and say whatever it is that they want to say. I imagine that if the lobbyists knew that them actually turning up at the microphone and lobbying was actually more of a negative impact than a positive impact, they might be less inclined to do it. But leaving that aside, fundamentally, it's a public forum. It doesn't matter whether it's Paul Foody extemporizing on the spot about the most valuable .com domain name on the planet, or it's Christina reading a statement on behalf of her client, or it's you reading out a statement from the ALAC. It is simply a public forum. And I'm at a loss to know how it can be anything else, frankly, if it's going to be called a public forum. It's supposed to be for the kids who turned up in wherever we were the meeting before Durban, who Faddy brought to the microphone, and they spoke about what they wanted to speak about. That's what it's for. If it's for something else, then you're talking about changing it radically and totally, aren't you?
I'm saying that I don't think it serves the purpose for which it was designed. As you said right at the beginning of what you said, it's being used for, I think in some cases, almost the exact opposite of what it was intended.
So yes, I ask you again, what was it intended to? So I ask you again, what was it intended to be for?
I think it was a catch-all for anything that hadn't been raised to try and find new perspectives that hadn't been heard, perhaps, to try and find something between besides the usual suspects to get their voice heard. Yes, occasionally you have Paul Foody and you have some of the kids coming up who have something to say. In that case, it was wildly off topic. But if you go back to the public forums and you have a look and say, for every Paul Foody, right, you have three appearances by Marilyn Kate. So I'm sorry, it's a parade of the usual suspects that have already been heard through the rest of the week. So I would really suggest that if the intention of the public forum is to have something different from just one more kick at the can for the usual suspects, then it really does have to be re-envisioned.
This is McKaylee. Chris, Evan. Evan, I have to disagree with you completely. And I think that the public forum, while it may have its flaws, and I think over the last couple of years, the format and the way it's been handled has changed several times. And it's still not perfect, and, you know, it would be good if certain things were to happen, like questions that people asked during the public forum were actually answered by ICANN staff, as opposed to ICANN staff hoping that the person has suffers from amnesia. I don't think we're going to actually get anything out of this call in the time that's left if we spend our entire time discussing the format of the public forum. I mean, I think we're meant to be looking at kind of general organization timing and other things like that. So, I mean, maybe we just move on.
Sorry, I guess I was just briefly going to the earlier point and saying, well, if we, you know, we're, that part of the intent of this is to maximize attendance at the public forum, and I would suggest perhaps that more effort be put in to remote participation for the public forum to get people that wouldn't normally be there.
Well, I agree with you on the remote participation, Evan. I mean, look, ultimately, even though both of you know damn well that, you know, we don't agree on a lot of things, but I mean, I think in other things, you know damn well that we do agree. And I think, you know, the remote participation is something that, you know, could be handled better. And if that's what you have a beef with, I can understand it entirely. But as again, I think that's a kind of a general thing across the board with respect to how the meetings are handled, in that, you know, from my perspective, any ICANN meeting that's being held, there should be some level of remote participation. Now, I can understand that technically speaking, that it might not always be feasible to have full video, Adobe Connect, and everything else, but being told by ICANN staff that there won't even be a phone bridge, I find laughable.
Understood. I won't belabor the issue. I've said my point.
This is Byron. Pulling it up a bit in terms of the overall sweep of the week, and trying to pull a few threads together. You know, we have the opening ceremonies. If you look at the overall picture of the week, Tuesday and Wednesday, I think we're hearing, or at least that's what I'm interpreting, are pretty much locked and loaded and not really open to significant change and are very individual community-based, and certainly that's the way it is with the CCs, but I hear that for others. Now, we have the opening ceremonies. I like Chris's idea of having, if I could just call it, a few of the really key themes. Now, of course, determining what they are will be an issue. But if in the afternoon, key themes that are relevant to at least most of the community get focused on in bigger rooms and bigger forums, that helps set up the balance of the week, which then goes into Tuesday and Wednesday. I have to admit, I think having the public forum Thursday morning is a better idea than Thursday afternoon. It's just the practical reality is people are making decisions to pull out earlier or fly out on Thursday afternoon evenings, and I think the public forum is most relevant to the most amount of people, and that's why it should be Thursday morning. And then Thursday afternoon can have the more individual-specific sessions, and then, you know what, it's up to individuals. If they want to skip out on their community's session on Thursday afternoon, then so be it. And that public forum allows you, in theory, to have comment or make comment or follow up on what has transpired over the course of the week. And yeah, sure, you know, not to beat the dead horse here, but some actors are going to get up and say their same thing again, and but so what? I have confidence that most of the community and the board can separate the wheat from the chaff here. And people who put significant effort to create meaningful statements, they can get up and say their piece too, so be it. But at least the most amount of people, I think, would still be around and therefore participating in the public forum if it was Thursday morning versus Thursday afternoon. And that, I think, would hopefully bookend a week, or the Monday to Thursday, as meaningful a way as possible.
Byron, it's Chris. Can I just ask you a couple of questions or push back on a couple of things that you said? Is that all right?
No, I'd rather you didn't.
Okay, cool. So could you just hang up then and we'll move on to someone else?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
So just to go back to the Monday thing, the current kind of tentative plan is to have three streams, if you like, sort of like the high-interest topic stream, the workshop stream, and then the new GTLD update session stream. Now, acknowledging that there are some sessions that there are some high-interest topics that would be of interest to everyone, and therefore you shouldn't put a new GTLD session against them. Does it make sense to, if you're going to have I'm just trying to, you know, just picking some ideas, some sessions out of thin air. If there was going to be a session on an update on the latest position on contracts negotiations and delegation for new GTLDs, my gut feeling would be that is a new GTLD session, and it's really only of interest to new GTLD people. If there's going to be a session on variant management, that is something that is probably of interest to new GTLDs and maybe some CCTLDs. And then if there's going to be a session on I struggle to think of something that's of interest to everybody, but there would be a session that's of interest to everybody. Does making that distinction make sense so that you have your high-interest topics, your workshops, and your new GTLD sessions? Does that make sense?
Chris, Michele, that's kind of moving towards my tracks concept.
Mm. Correct.
And I think it's the... I mean, one of the other things, and you know, I'm sorry if I can't stop people if it sounds like I'm beating up on you, but then again, I have that's what I do at this time of day when I'm only had like three coffees. I mean, one of the things that would be helpful is if the actual presentation of the meeting schedule on the meeting site was a little bit clearer. Because, I mean, one of the problems that I run into is that registrars will come to me and go, hey, you know, which sessions should I be going to look at? And it's quite hard to say to somebody exactly which ones, because it's hard to know exactly what their interests are. And the way it is laid out at the moment, you have to go into each individual session to get an idea of what the session is about and the potential audience of the session. So yeah. I think, you know, these are things which it's not the scheduling itself. It's more to do with the presentation of the schedule.
Yeah. Byron, what was your response to what I said?
Well, I think whether we call it theme or track, I would favor that kind of schedule. I mean, I'm coming at it from a CC who's not involved in
sure.
the space per se, so hiving that off and making it its own thing is perfectly fine with me, and I would say probably most of CC participants who would be much happier to be in a main themes issues track or some kind of workshop track. So to me, that makes sense.
And can I just ask Michaeli and Christina and you and Evan, does it make sense to strive towards having one at least cross-silo hour, 2 hours in a meeting where by agreement of the SOs and ACs, a topic or two topics are actually discussed across everyone, not run by staff, not run by ICANN, actually run by the SOs and ACs. Does that make sense as something to go to, as a goal to aim for?
Chris McKinley here. Just from my perspective, the more cross silo discussions that can be facilitated, the better. I mean, I know from past experience that a lot of the registrars and the registrars were amazed to discover that the CCNSO registries were so nice, charming, and professional compared to other parties that they dealt with.
Compared to Jeff.
Sorry?
Compared to Jeff.
Well, I didn't want to say. This call is being recorded. He's going to beat me up. But you know, it's
all right. He'll beat me up. It's fine.
No, but the thing is that, you know, some people are, you know, a bit odd in that they know and interact with people across multiple constituencies, across all SOs and ACs, and know these people and things like that. But, I mean, it's one of the things that, say, for example, I raised this in Durban, and, I mean, I don't know whether the message got through to people or not. I mean, that's, you know, say, for example, with the GAC members, if I didn't go to some of the CCTLD events, I would never actually have interacted with that with all the GAC members.
Right.
And yet, the GAC, like it, love it, whatever, they have a lot, they have a very important role in the entire ICANN circus these days. And if people are able to interact with GAC members or interact with the IPC or whatever in a non-confrontational environment, it makes it easier when there's the potential of conflict. So, I mean, for example, Christina and I, we do not agree on a lot of things. Yes, Christina is less likely to call me a scumbag to my face, at least, because, you know, she has worked with me in the past.
Okay.
Michaeli, nobody calls you a scumbag to your face.
Some people do.
What goes on behind your back stays behind your back.
I would say that having that idea as a cross constituency track thing is absolutely what we would like. AILAC, or I know I personally and most of the people I know within AILAC would love to have more cross-constituency work. One example of something I think worked really well for us at the last meeting was a panel session on policy versus implementation, where we started the ball rolling. We had speakers from every constituency. It was well attended. It got good feedback. And then we turn around and policy versus implementation turns into a GNSO working group. Well, this is something I think CCNSO and AILAC and ESSAC would all probably have an interest in. There's a number of topics that override beyond any particular AC or SO that definitely could use that kind of cross-pollination. So I'm absolutely in favor of the idea of cross-constituency subject-based tracks on Monday.
So do we think, so that's, thank you, Evan, I think that's really helpful. Do we think it's feasible to try and do something for Buenos Aires, or is that just too hard, and should we aim for Singapore in March? Because what it takes, and let me, from experience, because I've done this before, what it takes is a call with the chairs and the vice chairs, and in respect to the GNSO, probably the constituency chairs, because they get very upset if they're not involved, and a discussion about what sort of topics there should be, and then working out how to actually run it and so on. Is it too much to hope we could do that for Buenos Aires, and should we aim to be successful in Singapore?
I personally can think of two topics right off the top of my head that I think would be not only of value to every constituency hearing each other's point of view, but having an engagement on that in a way that's really necessary and topical. One of those would be the policy versus implementation issue, and the other one is the public interest commitments issue, on which I think every constituency seems to have its own idea of what's going on.
So both of those, and that's fine, Evan, and both of those are GTLD AILAC issues which may be of interest to the CCNSO, but, you know,
policy versus
not.
Implementation goes ICANN wide, and it goes beyond
that. That one I agree. Christina's saying we could do it on the list. We could do it in BA, but we need to get started ASAP. Nick, if we were to set aside a gap of time on Monday afternoon, when do you need to actually nail the agenda to the wall?
Well, we have, as everyone knows, we have a commitment to post the schedule 15 days prior to the start of the session. So we're looking at the end of October. That said, we are plagued by so many session changes that we don't often meet that objective. I can very easily hold a slot on the schedule for that session or sessions, and we can work collaboratively to develop the sessions and to update the schedule when the content is known.
So here's an idea. What about if staff sent a note out to the people on this call, plus the ones that couldn't make it, Jonathan and so on, the chairs, vice chairs, of whatever, of the SOs and ACs, saying we are holding a 90-minute session on Monday afternoon for the use of the SOs and ACs in collaboration to run any way they like, on any topics that they like. You're the guys in charge. Here's your deadline to tell us that, A, you want it, and here's your deadline to tell us what it's going to be about and what your logistical requirements are. And then leave it for Byron and Michaeli and Christina and Jonathan and Evan and Olivier to get it sorted out between themselves. And if they can't, which would be perfectly understandable, then it's an open session that we can use for something else. How about we do it that way?
I find that perfectly acceptable. I think that'll work.
Does anyone have a problem with that?
This is Jonathan. I've joined the call late, so I'm completely out of it. If you could just repeat that suggestion, because it sounds pretty important.
You're just trying to tax me at 2306, Jonathan. We're talking about the possibility of a joint cross-constituency session for 90 minutes on Monday afternoon at the ICANN meeting in Buenos Aires on a topic or a couple of topics chosen in collaboration with all of the SOs and ACs that they can run any way they choose, subject only to the reasonable logistics requirements of the room. Evan, for example, suggested it might be one of the topics you could consider would be, what was it, Evan? Policy versus implementation, I think.
That was one of them, public interest commitments I mentioned.
Public
only
interest commitments being a GTLD commitment. And Jonathan, just to give you the history, this used to happen. It happened for about three or four meetings and between the SOs and ACs. It was reasonably successful, but it ended up, for reasons with which I won't bore you, not continuing. But we're suggesting it's worth bringing back and as a valuable cross-constituency way of getting together and talking. That's, in a nutshell, what I've just said.
Thanks, Chris, and if everyone will forgive me responding from at first blush, that sounds interesting, positive. Certainly seems like it addresses some of the areas that, that people have been interested
cool.
in developing. So, yeah, my first response is potentially positive. I just want to be on the call and a material point having been made, and then
yeah.
So thank you.
Thanks, Jonathan. Nick, Nick, you and I and have to go to another call. Can we agree that you'll send, or someone will send a note out to the chair to that effect, and we can move on from there?
Yes, agreed.
So that leaves Wednesday the same as it was, Tuesday the same as it was, small changes to Monday, and still the possibility of moving the public forum to Thursday morning with a little bit more consultation.
Chris and others, I could add one point, and that's that the council has talked about the need to try and squeeze in something between the constituency or groups day on Tuesday and the formal council meeting on Wednesday, because what tends to happen is we can have productive corridor conversation between, we're going to try and find some sort of slot, either interstitially within the agenda or actually as part of the agenda, where we offer part of the DNSO the opportunity to come together and discuss contentious points in an informal way to try and enhance cooperation prior to the formal council meeting on Wednesday afternoon. So that's something that's just an FYI. It doesn't have to be scheduled right now.
Jonathan, just I got the end of that, but what was the beginning bit? Did you say meeting in a corridor?
Well, historically what happens is that group meetings take place on Tuesday, the council meeting takes place on Wednesday. If contentious issues haven't had the opportunity to be flushed out, they tend to boil over in the council meeting on Wednesday in an unproductive way. If there's been an opportunity to air things beforehand, so we were talking in our wrap-up from Durban to try and create some form of space whereby, you know, a set of round tables existed or something whereby DNSO constituents could come together, those with concerns over a particular agenda item, and slightly less formally than we might do otherwise, get together and air things out to try and hatch out some compromises so that this Wednesday formal meeting is ultimately more productive.
Got it. Well, I think Nick can take that on board and see if there's anything we can do about that.
I'm very sorry. Jonathan, I am... your line is extremely noisy, and I'm really having trouble following what you're saying.
Maybe you can touch base after the call, huh?
Yes, no problem.
Now, Jonathan's going to send you a note, Nick.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, I have to go off to another call now.
Chris, thank you, Nick, very much for all of your input.
No worries.
Thoroughly appreciated. Are there any other comments from the SOAC leaders on the call that you want us to consider?
This is Michele speaking again. Just some feedback for you. I think the idea of doing this is a good idea, and you know, I'm glad to see that you guys are trying to kind of work with us on this kind of thing. Maybe making some changes at Buenos Aires would be good. But if you want to look at making more dramatic changes which are going to impact people's travel plans, just bear in mind that a lot of people will book flights and everything several months in advance and often can't make changes to those flights. Thanks.
Thank you. That is certainly something that we have considered as we looked at the schedule, so your point is well taken.
And I'll make my last little bit about Friday, and it's clear that not everybody wants it, and some actively don't. But if that means that it's a one-size-does-not-fit-all situation and some constituencies need it more than others, maybe just take that into consideration.
It's very good. We will do that, Evan.
Sally here. I just wanted to say thank you to you all. It really has been a very, very useful call. I think we've not only achieved my goal, which is can we find a way to brief you properly about some of the challenges so that you can help us to avoid the problems in the first place. Thank you for such a responsive input, because I feel we really made some progress with that. But also there's been some great input on some of the longer-term things that we might look at to evolve more fundamentally the meetings to suit the needs of the growing community better. So thank you for giving up your time, because I know that even for this call we had to be in three places at once. So I really appreciate it. I know the staff really appreciate it, so thank you very much.
I found the call to be particularly informative as we work towards developing not only the schedule for Durban, but I think it sets us up for the meetings to be held in 2014. We'll be considering all of your input as we look at those meetings as well. This call has been recorded. We'll have transcripts and chat that will circulate to everyone on the call as well as everyone else who was invited. And we welcome your feedback as you read those perhaps again and consider other ideas that you might want to present to us. Thank you all for participating. It's been very useful for certainly for me, and I know it has for Sally. If there are no other comments, we'll wrap this up. Any closing comments from anyone?
No, thank you.
Thank you very much, all.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.